Epitaph, a novel of the OK Corral, by Mary Doria Russell, performed by Hilary Huber. Beneath history, memory and forgetting. Beneath memory and forgetting, life. Paul Ricoeur. Sing, goddess of ruinous wrath. The Iliad of Homer. To understand the gunfight in Tombstone, stop, now, and watch a clock for 30 seconds. Listen to it tick while you try to imagine one half of a single minute so terrible, it will pursue you all your life and far beyond the grave. Begin your half minute with righteous confidence, though you stand 6 paces from armed and angry men. They have abused you. They have threatened your life. Your rage and fear are justified. They are in the wrong. You are within the law. About all of this, have no doubt. 2 quiet clicks. A breathless instant. The gunfire becomes deafening. When a sudden silence falls, just 30 seconds later, the life you thought was yours will be over. Imagine, your name is Earp or Holiday. Your name is Clanton or McClowry. Your name is Behan. Your name is Marcus or Sullivan, Houston or Harrony. You were in the middle of the gunfight. You watched it, stunned. You heard the fusillade and thought, "Dear God, not my man. Please, God, not mine." Whatever your name, it will be blackened. Every flaw, every mistake held up for scrutiny, condemnation, ridicule. Your secrets made public. Your reputation twisted and sere as a blighted leaf. Every accomplishment, every act of kindness or courage forgotten. Everything you were, everything you hoped for, everything you planned, gone. Whether you live another 5 minutes or another 50 years, those awful 30 seconds will become a private eclipse of the sun, darkening every moment left to you. You will be cursed with a kind of immortality. Year after year, everything that did and did not happen during those 30 seconds of confusion and noise, smoke and pain, will be analyzed and described, distorted and disputed. A century will pass, and decades more. Still, the living will haunt the dead, as that half minute becomes entertainment for hundreds of millions around the world. Long after you die, you will be judged by those who cannot imagine standing 6 paces from armed and angry men. Not even for 30 seconds. For the Sake of Helen, Princess, Prize. Since I went away and left my native land.
"You're Russian."
She looked over her shoulder. He was thin-faced and bent a little to his left, but tall enough to spy on her over the swing doors that separated the Cosmopolitan Hotel's busy lobby from its rarely used music room. She swiveled on the piano stool and fixed him with a bleary, red-rimmed adolescent glare. "I'm as American as you are." A slow smile. Leaning on a silver-topped walking stick, he stepped inside.
"Not Russian," he said, enunciating more clearly. "You're rushing."
Everything about the man seemed slightly askew. His smile, his posture, his demeanor. With an unhurried stateliness, he came closer and handed her a pressed white cotton handkerchief.
"Blow your nose, sugar."
Resentfully, she did as she was told, annoyed to be treated like a child. Aware that wiping snot on her sleeve was not a sophisticated alternative.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?